News, reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. One day after laying out a roadmap for gradually reopening the economy, President Donald Trump urged his supporters to, quote, liberate, unquote, three states led by Democratic governors Friday. The president took to Twitter with the kind of rhetoric some of his supporters have used in demanding the lifting of orders that have thrown millions of Americans out of work. In a tweet storm, Trump wrote, liberate Minnesota, liberate Michigan, liberate Virginia. He also lashed out at New York Governor Andrew Cuomo for criticizing the federal response. Cuomo, whose state is the most lethal hotspot in the nation and is still seeing more than 600 deaths a day, accused the federal government of passing the buck without passing the bucks. The federal government cannot wipe its hands of this and say, oh, the states are responsible for testing, according to the New York governor. On Thursday, President Trump detailed a three-step set of guidelines for easing restrictions over a span of several weeks in places that have robust testing and are seeing a decrease in COVID-19 cases. Germany's health minister said Friday the COVID-19 outbreak in his country has become manageable because the number of patients who have recovered from the virus is greater than the number that are newly infected. Speaking at a news briefing in Berlin, Health Minister Jens Spahn said, compared to other nations, Germany is doing well. He said that fact makes them humble, not exuberant.
Bewältigung der Corona-Epidemie schneidet Deutschland im internationalen Vergleich.
Spahn says that Germany has carried out more than 1.7 million coronavirus tests, and he and other health experts credit that for their ability to manage the outbreak. For more, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. The central Chinese city of Wuhan has raised its